You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Jackson may soon join other Mountain West regions in banning vaping indoors. Town council members are considering the move after residents raise concerns about health risks. KHOL's Anna Merzbach has more.
It's currently illegal to smoke cigarettes inside public spaces in Jackson, but vaping is still fair game in most places. Councilmember Arne Jorgensen says a ban could be difficult to enforce, but could help make vaping less socially acceptable.
The technology in vaping is continuing to evolve. It is increasing the level of potential harm, meaning the potency is increasing and the risk to particularly young people of getting addicted at a younger age is increasing.
According to the American Heart Association, e-cigarettes can negatively impact the heart and lungs. Jorgensen says the town likely won't consider an indoor vaping ban until next year, since staff capacity is limited. If passed, Jackson would join Cheyenne and Laramie in having such a ban, and states such as Colorado and Utah. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
Critics of a new voter registration law in Idaho are attempting to stop it in court. House Bill 340 requires proof of residency and went into effect on July 1st. Supporters say it's meant to create a more consistent voter registration process across the state. But the youth-run group called Babe Vote says it will make registration harder for students and marginalized groups. Volunteer organizer with the group, Sam Sandmeyer, says Babe Vote has suspended its registration efforts because of the new law.
Our voter registration drives take place at festivals and community events and farmers markets and things like that, where people typically are not carrying around proof of residency.
Babe Vote has filed a motion seeking an injunction to stop the law. Sandmeyer says a hearing on the injunction was delayed from this week to August 4th. The organization also filed a lawsuit in March against House Bill 124, which prohibits using student IDs as valid identification when registering to vote. The University of Wyoming will change how it charges tuition this fall. Students will pay for a block of credits rather than just one at a time. This follows a decline in enrollment. From Wyoming Public Radio, Jordan Uplinger has more.
Projections indicate that the University of Wyoming could see a 5% drop in total enrollment this upcoming fall semester. UW spokesman Chad Baldwin emphasizes that this is just a prediction and that the university is prepared regardless.
But it's certainly a concern, but it's not a drop of that magnitude combined with the move to block tuition is not something that would be have a major impact on the university's budget.
Baldwin says the change to block tuition won't affect the university's overall cost of attendance. He says colleges across the country are seeing the same dip in enrollment and believes that keeping UW's tuition low will allow it to recover faster than other colleges. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
You're tuned to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.